Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting third. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Paul Lehner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos takes first base on ball four. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lehner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers, who is chasing the ball. Suter reaches third base with a triple. Chapman scores. Gallen goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Browns. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas, who is chasing the ball. Astroth reaches third base with a triple. Suter scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball towards center. Sievers catches it and throws to home to double up Astroth. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kakas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scheib moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scheib scores. Vallo goes all the way around to score. Fain moves to second. It's Browns, 5, Athletics, 5. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fannin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a line drive into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Shibe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shibe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shibe hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kakas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vallo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5. And the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Elder pinch runs for Les Moss. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner bunts in front of the plate. Astroth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Stan Spence pinch hits for Andy Anderson. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fannin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Fannin reaches second base with a double. Lehner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Browns. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger is walked intentionally. Jerry Pretty pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Pretty now playing second base. Schirmlaller now catching. John Sullivan now playing shortstop. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Red Embry now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. It's Browns, 6, Athletics, 6. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Platt hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scheib takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scheib moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scheib moves to third. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leaner fields the ball and throws home. Lawler drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Lawler. Juice scores. Vallow moves to third. Fain moves to second. 1 out. It's 7-6, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Majeski is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Vallow scores. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Athletics. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. Leaner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Moses now playing right field. Elmer Vallow now playing left field. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garver pinch hits for Red Embry. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.